Given all these hurdles, will breakups ever happen? Sector-wide divestitures seem unlikely. But even Makan Delrahim, head of the Department of Justice's Antitrust Division, said on October 22nd that they are perfectly on the table. Amazon looks vulnerable. It is disrupting many industries and creating many enemies. A line of business prohibition seems a relatively easy sell politically. The most likely victim is Facebook. Privacy scandals and its role in distributing misinformation have made the firm a target for both Democrats and Republicans. The case against Facebook is relatively easy to make. Scott Hempel and Tim Wu, two legal scholars based in New York, have already started advancing it. Backed up by Chris Hughes, a co-founder of Facebook, now turned critic of the firm, they have been giving presentations to regulators, explaining that available evidence indicates that as of 2010, Facebook launched a program of serial defensive acquisitions in order to maintain its dominance. Legal arguments notwithstanding, it will be hard to unscramble the eggs. WhatsApp is still a separate entity, but Instagram is not. It uses the same advertising platform as Facebook's social network. And the firm is busy tying its biggest services together even more tightly by merging their address books. Facebook subscribers will at some point be able to send messages on WhatsApp. The goal, the firm says, is to make life easier for users. Critics argue that the aim is to make divestiture more difficult. To avoid irreparable harm, Messrs. Hempel and Wu call on regulators to ask for a preliminary injunction that would put an end to the integration work. Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook's boss, knows that he has a target on his back. If Ms. Warren were elected president, he recently told staff, then I would bet that we will have a legal challenge. He would also bet that he would win, he added. Mr. Zuckerberg may want to read up on the history of Standard Oil. Rockefeller thought so too, until it was too late.